So thanks for listening. Find us on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. We are The Arts Report on CITR. And join us every Wednesday at 5 p.m. for arts and culture news and interviews. So that's it for me. I'm Adam Janusz. Until next week, bye-bye.
Spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.
Hello, hello, hello. You are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the University of British Columbia. You're here with me, Hugo. Hi, we're doing a very special listener hour today. I've actually brought along a friend.
That's me, Nicole.
Yeah, that's Nicole. We're roommates.
And long-time homies.
Long-time homies. So we have a really, really cool show in store for you guys today. We're gonna base it around two things. First of all, we're gonna give you a little sneak preview of the lovely festival that is Sled Island that's coming up this week. It starts on Wednesday. Woohoo!
We'll be there.
Yeah, we're gonna go. It's gonna be a real big party, real good times. You know, everybody loves to party.
Yeah, it's better than Stampede. Way better.
Yeah. This is true. This is also true. Have you ever been to the Stampede?
I guess I shouldn't have said that because no, never been.
No. It's better.
Yeah,
it's
better. There's less dress up.
Less dress up and
there's buckles.
There's less buckles. Less
bros.
Yeah, less maybe? Cheating. Right? Because the Stampede is like. The highest, everybody like has affairs on their lovers during the Stampede.
Yeah, I had affairs during the Stampede. I just didn't attend.
So. Oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, so I understand what you're talking about.
All right, that's cool. Fair. Yeah. That's fair. Awesome. So yeah, we have a really special show lined up for you today. I guess I should actually let you know what I played before we started talking. No, I already told you that, didn't I?
Yeah, Needles and Pins. I believe.
I love Needles and Pins. Oh, and we actually have a showcase Thursday at the Palomino. So that's Thursday the 23rd at the Palomino. Needles and Pins are going to be playing. They just released a split 7-inch with Moby Dix. And yeah, you should go because I think I'm going to be there. No, I know I'm going to be there and we can party together. All right. Anyways, let's get back into some music. This one that I'm going to play for you next is by a band called Sans AIDS. They're out of Edmonton. They will be playing the festival numerous times. I believe the first time will be Wednesday from 7 to 7:30 at New Black. So go check them out. And we'll talk to you in a couple songs.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver. Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts on Commercial Drive at Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore. You'll also save online at Band March Canada and Big Mama. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
Hey guys.
We're back.
What's going on? In case you don't realize what's playing behind us, it's the Jurassic Park theme. Sorry. It's actually a lot slower than I thought it was.
It's got to build up, you know?
I know, right?
You just can't go real quick at it.
I guess. The start. Can we skip?
Yeah, just fast forward.
I'm just going to fast forward. Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
There we go. That's pretty. Oh, yeah. See? So how are you today?
I'm just dreaming about velociraptors right
awesome,
now.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah. So, just in case you're wondering, I'm going to turn that down now. Just in case you're wondering, the last band that we were listening to was actually the Gooeys. They had just released a split 7-inch, and like every single other band that that is on our show today, they are playing at Sled Island, and they are actually playing at a Mammoth Cave Sled Island showcase, which is going on Friday, June 24th from 1 to 5 p.m. It's going to be super rad. Mammoth Cave, really legit, you know, central southern Alberta, total, you know, garage rock label. And you should go if you're going to Sled Island, because it's going to be really fun and we can jam out. What did you think of that? Did you like them?
I did. I felt like they would be really appropriate for an island.
Yeah, right?
Is there really an island?
There is no island.
Oh.
It's one of, like, the big, you know...
Prairie.
Yeah.
Trick.
It is a trick.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's kind of an island because there's, like, a whole bunch of venues that you're going to, but really, there's no island. There's
no
just
moat.
There's a lot of drunk.
Oh, yeah. Liquor yeah, island.
There's liquor.
Yes.
There's, yeah. I mean, imagine if you could... If you could say sled liquor instead of sled island, replace island with liquor.
Or just whiskey.
Or whiskey.
Whiskey, yeah.
Pilsner, too.
Yeah?
I think Pilsner sponsors it. I don't know. Something like that. When are you going? Are you going for the full thing? No,
oh, we're
right?
going to drive together.
Oh, we're driving together? Oh,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah, a little road trip.
I love driving.
Yeah, we're going to listen to CITR until we get out of Vancouver, though.
I think so, too. I think that would be a good idea. By the way, if anybody feels like calling in, feel free. The number here is 604-822-2487. You can talk about Sled Island. You can talk about your life. I'll ask you personal questions, because I love asking personal questions.
You could talk about us.
Yeah, you could talk about us if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd appreciate it if you didn't shed any of our secrets, but I mean, it's all up to you. Whatever.
Secret radio.
Secrets are lame anyways.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could talk about Hugo's long hair, how curly it is.
And yours too. I noticed yours is a little curly today. Well, you're one.
Yeah. I wanted to be matching in case people saw us on the radio.
Yeah, because they're watching us right now. Yeah, the government is watching us, actually. Yeah.
I thought this was a television program when you invited me. Yeah.
I lied.
Yeah.
I said that to get you here. And that's my bad.
Yeah, I was looking around for a makeup room and...
nothing?
Nothing.
Yeah, there's nothing. There's like the record library. There's nothing.
Nothing.
You're right.
Yeah.
I lied. Okay. I completely lied to you, and
Trickster.
I apologize. Anyways, let's keep on going with music. Next up, what we have is Time Cops. Woohoo! Vancouver! Awesomeness! So this is going to be off of their split 7-inch that they had with Fist City, and Time Cops will be playing Sled Island. I'll let you know when after the break, because I can't find them in the schedule right now. But anyways, this is Time Cops with Shit City.
We'll be right back. How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
And hello, we are back on Listener Hour at CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the University of British Columbia in Vancouver.
Roar.
Oh, speaking of roar, hold on. Roar.
Oh, it's back. Yeah, there we go.
Roar.
Oh, yeah, this is the best part.
Roar.
I think you see Goldblum during this part.
I think you do.
Like a little chest hair,
you see
a little
Goldblum
turquoise.
Through every part. It's awesome.
I know, it's so dreamy.
Yeah, Jeff Goldblum's pretty cool. But anyways, before the break, I promised you that I would let you know when Time Cops were playing at Sled Island. So they're actually playing on the Thursday at New Black, and that show starts at around 7 o'clock. It's Trigger Effect, Slates, Time Cops, and then the SSRIs, which is awesome. And then after Time Cops, what you heard was Ketamine, the Ketamines, with Line by Line. Those guys are also playing the Mammoth Cave Sled Island Showcase, and that's at Broken City on Friday at 1 p.m., which is so awesome. I actually met Martin, who's in that band. She's super rad girl. She won that autographed Black Lift CD yesterday.
No
way. Isn't that weird? I know.
Wow.
It's like Martin overload in my life right now.
Yeah, he's got gold teeth, one of them.
I think so. Somebody told me that.
Internet
told you that?
Well,
I believe everything the internet tells me.
Television, internet, that's the only truths.
I know, right? That's the thing. Media. I love media.
Yeah.
We are media.
Social media?
Oh, social media. How interesting. But anyways, so I think in about 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes, we're going to get... I did bring Nicole. Nicole did come to join me because we're best friends and roommates, but also because she's going to give us a little history about the idea of femme fatale.
Ooh.
Yeah. I would put on the Jurassic Park theme music, but it's not like really scary.
All the Jurassic Park dinosaurs were female, and they were pretty fatal. So I guess it's kind of appropriate, right?
You're killing it.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I kill things.
There you go. Jurassic Park is the epitome of femme fatale.
Yes.
I guess
yes,
it's what we're talking about.
The
ultimate femme fatale movie.
Yes.
Jurassic Park.
Yes. Velociraptors.
Velociraptors are crazy, man. But yeah, anyways, I guess we told a couple friends that we would say hi. I'm Shay. Hi, Shay. Hi, Shay. We're going to say hi to you. And hi, Kyle, if you're listening. And hi, Tobin. We actually have a couple requests, too, so we're going to try and fill those up. Like I said before, if you're kind of listening right now and you feel like talking to us or calling in, the number is 604-822-2487. So that's 604-UBC-CITR. And I promise that I'll try and get you on the air, on the phone, on the air, and make you tell me your darkest and deepest personal secrets
that don't have to do with us.
Yeah, that don't have to do with us.
Excluding
our
cool. lives.
It's cool. But so it's time to get back into a little bit more music. Next up on the Sled Island special, we have a band that I played yesterday and that I played last time I was on Dunkin's Donuts, and it's a band called Cousins, and they are out of Halifax, and they are so awesome. I had the pleasure of seeing them actually on the Friday before I left, as I've been telling every single person in this world, I feel like.
Yeah.
But it's cool. It's cool.
It's a little repetitive.
It is. It gets a little repetitive after some time, but they are that good. So, they're going to be playing Sled. And once again, I will let you know when after the break. And this is Nans. Everyone, hello, hello, hello. You're tuned into CITR 101.9 FM. We just listened to everybody's favorite, Chains of Love. Yay, so wonderful. Mm-hmm. Chains of Love surrounding my heart. They will be playing at Sled Island on the Thursday, I believe. Oh, no, sorry, on the Friday at 11 o'clock at Bamboo. And I remember before the break, I told you that I would let you know where Cousins was playing because I was a little uncoordinated there. So Cousins is playing Saturday at 11 o'clock at Broken City. So if you can, you know, go check them out. They're super cool, super awesome, and
Saturday's fun. A party day.
Saturday is always a party day.
If you wake up with a glass of whiskey on Saturday.
I think so. And especially during, like, you know, festival season and stuff like that. It's like, why not? Like, what else do you have to do? I have I have no responsibility.
No.
I'm kidding. Whatever. Whatever. Did I tell you that I was pregnant?
Yeah, I think that's better for drinking.
Yeah, right? I know,
that's,
right?
Smoking.
Yeah, no. Just in case you guys are wondering, my name's Hugo and I am pregnant.
It's very odd. Yeah, I've never met a pregnant Hugo before.
I know, right?
Yeah. You keep your figure quite well for a pregnant person.
What can I say? What can I say?
Testosterone, right?
That's not actually pregnant, though. Just in case you're listening out there, I'm not. But, you know, who knows?
This could be like a science program then.
Absolutely, absolutely. So,
was it the governor of California in a movie where he was pregnant as a man?
You're right. What was that movie?
Oh, 1990s.
The 1990s with the governor of California, which is
having a baby. It was awesome, like Junior, right? Or something?
Yeah, I mean, was it Junior?
Or like Double Junior?
Yeah. Now I know what you're talking. Man, what a crazy guy. How do you go from doing those to like the guy? He's not the governor anymore, though, right?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think so. I'm really bad with my Californian politics.
I've been trying to catch up.
But what can you do? All right. So I'm just going to do a little bit of a show to let you know what shows are coming up. So on the 17th, which is tonight, we have the Mountain Goats at the Biltmore. On the 18th, we have Karen Ann at the Biltmore. 20th, we have Okerville River, Titus Andronicus, and Juliana Barwick at the Vogue. On the 21st, we have And You Will Know Us by the Trail of the Dead at the Electric Owl. Have you been to the Electric Owl?
I should say yes, right?
No, I've never been.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, I have not. No.
I've heard good things, so I hear it's pretty cool.
I like owls.
I like electricity.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Combined, we like them already.
I know, right? Yeah. All right, I'll keep on going. So on the 21st, we have T-Mills and Golden West at Fortune. We have on the 22nd, the Bell Rays at the Biltmore. The 22nd is Times New Viking at the Media Club, which CITR actually is sponsoring, so... Awesome. Go Times New Viking. They are also playing at Sled. They have a busy week.
Tired.
24th is Big Frida with Vincent Parker at Postmodern. And I've seen a video of Big Frida, and it's crazy. It's crazy.
Craziness. Big?
Well, no, crazy? It's just, I'll show you later. I can't even explain. I don't know how to be non-explicit and explain what's going on in this video. Well, I'm just kidding.
It's not for radio then.
But yeah, and then on the 24th, we have Shearing Pinks and Stamina Mantis at Scratch. And just a couple more. We'll go until the 29th. On the 27th, we have the Black Keys with Cage Elephant at Deer Lake Park. On the 27th, we have Hunks and His Punks, Sunny in the Sunsets, Clams and Sandwiches at the Waldorf, which CITR is sponsoring as well. Yes, yes, yes. And on the 29th, we have Pat Jordache, Slam Dunk, and My Friend Wallace, which is being put on by Winnie Cooper, Beetroot, and CITR. So it's going to be a really, it's going to be an awesome month. Or awesome night guest 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm really
welcome July after that.
Exactly. Welcome July. But I guess we should get into a little bit more music. We'll get into a couple more songs, and then we'll let Nicole talk about Femme Fatale for a tad. All right. You're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks, guys.
Do you want your keys? The plans.
Again, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting out of the University of British Columbia. So you just listened to, it's a band called Does He Knew. The song is called Grr off of the Kyber compilation, a band out of Halifax, actually. They're
quite phonetically
They
spelled,
are, right?
Too.
They're awesome. That song reminded me a lot of course, like the Talking Heads kind of thing. I didn't listen to them a whole bunch, I think they're great. And before that, we were actually listening to Blonde Redhead. So for those of you that want to see Blonde Redhead, hold on 2 seconds. Sorry, we have a phone call. You can keep talking.
Oh, okay. I'll just converse then.
Hello? Not bad over here. Yes, absolutely. Hold on. Just let me, just give me 2 seconds. So right now we have Andy on the line. Just give me 2 seconds and I'm going to try and transfer him on.
Oh, Andy, that's great.
I know, right? Hello?
How's it going?
Andy?
How's it going?
Oh, I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm just tuning in, sounding good.
And awesome. I'm glad. How's your day going, my friend?
It's going really well.
Yeah?
I'm moving kind of slow today, but, it's one of those days.
Such is life.
Beautiful
Such
Friday.
Well, yeah. Exactly. Is it really nice outside?
Yeah, it's lovely.
Well, since you called in, you have to tell us, when, who was your first kiss? Deepest, darkest secrets time.
I think I know this one.
Over the radio waves.
You could tell us your favorite food too. That
or
works.
How old you were when you had.
Yes.
First
how
kiss.
About how old you were?
Don't say like 21.
Isn't everyone like probably 5 years old when they've had their first kiss?
Andy.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
Am I wrong?
I did not kiss someone other than my mother when I was 5 years old.
Oh,
but I mean,
come on, Hugo.
You're pretty, you know.
Hugo, I'm sure, was a hottie at 5 years old.
Oh, come on. You're too much.
He wasn't.
But you had a request, right? I think we're going to end on requests, actually, because we have another one after that one. So okay. What's yours?
I just wanted to hear some Austra.
Some Austra?
Any track on, that would be sweet.
Cool. How does
one of my favorites right now?
How does Beat and the Pulse sound? Because
that's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
I will do that for you. That's no problem. I'm excited. Thank you so much for calling in.
Cool. Thanks so much.
Of course.
Thanks for not sharing any secrets too. By the way.
Well,
nice
yeah. No,
that.
He did. He did share. He said he was five. The very first time he kissed somebody, which is good. I mean, I learned a lot. Yeah. That's enough for
Starting
me to know.
Starting young.
We'll talk later, though, Andy.
Okay.
Bye. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
All right. So, as Andy requested, I think what we're going to do is we're going to play a little Austra, so Beat and the Pulse, which is going to be coming up next. And Yeah, we'll talk to you a little bit before the hour is done. But yeah, we'll talk to you in a bit.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts in the Westside UBC area at Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gumdrops, Kerner's Pub, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and West Coast Music.
And don't forget the UBC Bookstore. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Thank you. cares about bouncing messages off a space balloon. What's the practical good of it? We can telephone almost any place in the world today.
Hello, hello, hello. We're back here on Listener Hour, CITR 101.9 FM. So you were just listening to Conan Moccasin, and that was for whom?
That was for Tobin Gibson. He's a fine rock collector and a mighty fine artist.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And you know what? I think we actually have one more caller. So we have a couple minutes here before Bobby the Badger Ferris comes on for the barn burner, and let's see if he's on the line. Hello, caller?
Hi.
Hello?
Nicole, it's Kyle Whitehead from Calgary Coin.
Kyle Whitehead!
What's up?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
How are you doing?
Yeah, just a little background on Kyle Whitehead. This is like one of my best friends from childhood, and we used to rollerblade to school together in grade 7.
You say
this
my.
Is true.
Like, he was
one
only
of
your
our
friend.
Best friends.
Yeah.
Three of us went to middle school and high school together.
Oh me and gosh. Kyle had braces at the same time. It was really lame.
That's embarrassing.
It's cool though. You guys ended up being really cool.
I want to make you sound good on radio. So, you're a music buff. I'm kind of teetering on this Sled Island thing this week. Tell me why I should go.
You should go for a million and a half different reasons. I don't want to sound like a spokesperson for Sled Island here, but I mean, there's like, you know, like 200 bands. It's like 25 different venues. I mean, there's really cheap beer all over the place. And because I'm going,
okay.
And because we haven't hung out in so long, and I miss you so much, and I would be heartbroken if you chose not to.
And for the ladies, there's a lot of dreamy dude honeys
yeah,
in Calgary.
They're the ladies.
Yeah.
Really?
The ladies.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys talked me into it.
You want to talk to the ladies? The ladies
no?
talked you into it?
Or the dude honeys did.
Well, dead air is not good. can I request a song?
Of course you can, and it will be the last song for today. So I just want to tell everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to Listener Hour. And next up is Bobby the Badger Ferris for Barn Burner. So please stay tuned. What's your request?
Yeah. What is it?
Can I request Bon Iver's Calgary, since I'm calling from Calgary?
Yes, you can. You're so thoughtful. You're great. I miss you very much, my friend. I love you. And we will see each other so soon.
You guys take care.
Okay,
bye,
you
Kyle.
Too, man. Bye. Thank
All
you
right.
for calling in. You rock.
Bye-bye.
Later. And so here's our outro track, Bon Iver, Calgary. Have a good day, guys. Thank you so much for everything.
See you.
Keep them in.